Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I just remember growing up being like, oh, I've got to do NRL. You see your uncles playing football, you see your friends playing football, you see your mum and dad play football. I tried it. It wasn't for me, so I moved into kind of the touch and Oz tag. But my mum was a tennis player, and so I tried that out, fell in love with tennis. I wasn't really fond of high school and the environment there, so one of my teachers just said, hey, there's this college that you study dance for a certain amount of years, and that was Naysda Dance College. And did the audition, got in, and the first couple weeks or months, I'd say, I found this passion that I had for sport, for like tennis and touch and stuff like that, just the physicality of it, the athleticism. But what I found really interesting was the emotion that you had to learn to combine and marry in with the athleticism. And so that was a challenge for me, but again, something new and something that I wanted to pursue.
Fast forward to today, you were not only a dancer, but the choreographer and star of the film Brown Boys. But I believe this story also had an interesting beginning.
I started in high school again. I guess I was a shy, timid boy, and I really liked English, and I did drama as an elective as well. And reading scriptures or books, I liked the way that imagery and the sound of words came to me. And so with that, I kind of said, hey, I'm going to use this to strengthen my voice and be able to stand firm in the way that I can speak. And during that discovery of words and English, I came across poetry and fell in love with poetry because I just think it's a beautiful medium that is understood by, I guess, all mobs, all countries. You know, we use our voice, and it's a way of communicating, it's a way of community. And I thought that was really, really powerful.
So why did you decide to translate this story into dance and film? And did you find the meaning of this change during the process?
I'm one of nine. Seven of us are boys. And so growing up, I guess that seeing my brothers pursue football, seeing my brothers go through this kind of regular regime of seeing a black boy grow up, I noticed that, again, the way that I found dance and connecting emotion to my livelihood, I probably didn't see that in my brothers. And so with these poems, I wrote them in inspiration of them. I just wanted it to be an offering that other brown boys can tap into that manhood of themselves, tap into this home that they weren't aware of, tap into this massive tapestry that they didn't know they had, I guess.
And Brown Boys now forms part of Bangarra Dance Theatre's new program, Sheltering, which will tour Australia next year. How do you feel to be part of this?
It's a hard one because it's one of the few times I've been able to create or choreograph. So it's very new and I still feel like a baby in the contemporary scene, art scene. So having this opportunity and working alongside Cass Iper, who was the co-director with me, he's a beautiful film cinematographer. So working with him and that, there was just a world that I didn't know existed, and that was film. So yeah, I'm excited for it to be with the two other works. But again, I'm also like, oh, I don't know if it's worthy enough, but I'm also excited to share my story and give that to a wider audience.
How has that shift been, going from a dancer to a choreographer?
My journey was unique because I was also dancing whilst trying to put this film together. So it did feel like a fast time, it went really quick. I think time management and also the onus is on you, really, like the way that you show up to this work. Or for me, really putting myself into this work, you know, I didn't want poetry to ever touch dance before I did this film because it was something for me, uniquely to me, that was mine. So when I did this film, it was daunting because it was also then giving myself up, which I already do with dance, but it's something that I could have kept to myself, you know? So I jumped into the vulnerability pool and put my poetry and put my dance in. learned a whole lot of film stuff, and it was overwhelming, but I could appreciate it because it was another chance to learn, another chance to grow, and also, again, just coming back to being able to put something out there for maybe a little brown boy that was similar to me growing up.
This film will be shown on some pretty big stages next year, including the Sydney Opera House. What's it like for you to have such a personal story shown to the public?
It's daunting. I guess we're our biggest critics, right, as artists and just as people in general. So I'm all in all excited, and I'm keen for this film to get out there. Having it on the main stage as well, and with two other beautiful, stunning works by Frances Rings and Glory. It's surreal, kind of.
How do you hope audiences engage with your work?
Yeah, I think about this often. And really, when I created this, it wasn't to, I guess, jam anything down the Western lens's throat or mob, like forcing them to sit and watch something. I really wanted it to be an offering, really, that was placed in front of them, and whatever they wanted to take out of it, they could take out of it. But knowing that I am offering myself, that's on me, and that's what I wanted to do. And yeah, really, I just wanted this film to be an offering for them to accept in their own time and space.
That notion of an offering is interesting. What do you think your piece offers alongside the other two sheltering stories?
Yeah, good question. I guess, well, we have Frances Rings with She-Oak, and even just Bengara's ethos, you know, we're a platform that has founded ourselves on making sure we put stories that weren't being able to be told, or people's, I guess, lives that were pushed to the skirts of country, and putting them on a stage and showing them and kind of standing proud and tall and being able to tell these stories day in and day out, as well as Glory's. I feel like my work sits in the, not more of the now, I shouldn't say, because Bengara's legacy is continuing always and telling stories that thread from future, past all the time. But maybe something that is a little closer to home, closer in the four walls that we go back home to after work or after school.
Speaking of time, what's next for you? Do you see yourself continuing to dance and choreograph?
I think I definitely want to dance a little bit more. I still feel like I'm learning so much and still learning so much being here at Bengara that I want to utilize that and still be able to be reciprocal to the company and myself. So yeah, I definitely want to dance a bit more, but I do want to tap back into my writing, and also when I can get the chance to choreograph too, because it's a beautiful thing being able to birth something, you know? It's kind of amazing.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.